Now, let me give you some thoughts for others on their daily agenda. John Maxwell said the secret of a person's success is determined in his daily agenda. Brian Tracy said the whole purpose of time management is to enable you to have more time to spend with the people you love doing the things you enjoy. Thomas Huxley said back in the 1800s, perhaps the most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself do the thing you have to do when it ought to be done, whether you like it or not. And let me give you one more. This is put together by Hiram Smith. Probably never heard of him before. He was the originator of the Franklin Planner. And he said, every morning when the alarm goes off, we have a totally new opportunity to do what we want with the hours we have been gifted. And we are gifted with that clean slate every day for the rest of our lives. So, your daily agenda will determine your success. Let me give you just three pieces to get into. Number one, prepare for your day. Prepare for your day. Start your day off with, I'm going to give you three things, with the following three things. Number one, reading. The average person, when they get out of high school, will not read another book the rest of his life. And that's really sad because reading is the brain's exercise. Now, let me give you a challenge. Write this down. In fact, write it down and do it. I challenge you to read 1 hour every day. If you read, and it doesn't matter how you break it up, into 60-minute session to 30, it doesn't matter, or 61-minute sessions, it doesn't matter. But if you do that, you're going to read at an average pace, you'll read one book a week, and that's 52 books in a year. And if you read 5 books on any one subject, you are considered a world-leading authority on that subject. If you read one book a week for 1 year, you're going to be an authority on, or you could be an authority on 10 subjects just in a 12-month period of time. Prepare for your day, reading. Number two, exercise. If you want to be healthy inside and out, you simply must incorporate exercise into your life. A major contributor to effective weight loss and improved physical health and emotional well-being is exercise, folks. And many of you know this. Many of you caught this. It is so important. There's simply no replacement for exercise. A consistent exercise program is going to boost your mood and increase your self-esteem. All right. Prepare for your day. Read, exercise, and the last one, positive thinking. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this today, although I could. Positive thinking will make you more likable. People are going to want to spend time with you when you have a positive attitude. It's also going to make your life more enjoyable. You're going to just love living. When you walk out your door in the morning and you look around, you look at the sky and you look at the trees and you know, you look at everything in your neighborhood, you're just going to have a different appreciation for your life and the day. It's going to also make you more successful. Yes, that's right, successful. Positive thinking is like putting on your power suit. And if you don't know what a power suit is, you need to get you one. It's that suit you put on. You can walk into that meeting, and you know you're going to hit a home run every time. You know, the mind is a powerful tool. It's more powerful than any computer has ever been built and probably ever will be built. It's helped man land on the moon, develop the World Wide Web, and transplant a living heart from one person to another. But your mind, your powerful, positive thinking mind, is going to help you accomplish your dreams. Succeed where you've never succeeded before, and dream dreams to start the whole process over again. Each day, take time to exercise your brain, well, not just reading, well, not just exercise, but with positive thinking. All right, your daily agenda is going to determine your success. You prepare for your day, then you plan for your day. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's a good question. Make a list of what you want to get accomplished today. Now, this can be done a lot of different ways. It can be done in such a simple way as on a 3x5 card. And this list is determined by your goals and your dreams. Lee Iacocca said you've got to put down on paper the 10 things that you absolutely have to do. That's what you concentrate on, and everything else, forget it. That's how important it is to write it down. Now, at the end of the day, hold yourself accountable and review the list. Also, take time to manage your time. Take time to manage your time. As you plan your day, you only have 86,400 seconds in today. Many of them are already gone. You've got to eliminate time stealers. There's a lot of them. I'm going to pick on just one. It's watching television. Now, watching television has some good aspects to it, yes, but according to the A.C. Nielsen Company, the average American watches more than 4 hours of TV each day, or 28 hours a week, or 2 months of nonstop TV watching per year. In a 65-year life, that person will have spent 9 years glued to the tube. Let me pick on children just for a second. Children, the number of minutes per week that an average child watches television, I'd love to be in front of you right now, and I'd ask you to give me a number. What do you think it is, 500, 1,000, 2,000? It's 1,680. That's approximately 1,500 hours in a year. How many hours do you think they spend in school in a year's time? 900. The average American child watches almost twice as much TV as they do spending in school. Our greatest danger in life is permitting the urgent things to crowd out the important things. You can't let the fires dictate everything you do. You've got to plan your day, and then you've got to work your plan. Now, as you're planning your day, let me give you one tip. You organize your time schedule with blocked time. I learned this years and years ago, and it has helped me so much. You block out, you put on your calendar in big, bold ink, and you don't let things move it unless they are just absolutely critical. You block out time in your day for your family. You block out time in your schedule for yourself. You block out time for phone calls. You block out time for fun. You block out time for meetings. I used to, when I set my schedule a little bit more than I do today, I had certain days of the week that I did meetings on, and that helped me plan and make the most of the 86,400 seconds that I have today. You block out time for dreaming, and you block out time for special projects. Okay, you prepare for your day, you plan for your day, and now the priorities for your day. Napoleon Hill said, it's not what you're going to do, but it's what you are doing now that counts. Now, your life is a glass jar. You may have heard of this before. And you fill it each day with large, medium, and small rocks. The large rocks are your priorities. These are the ones that must go in the jar first. If you're not putting the large priorities into your daily schedule and your daily agenda first, the small rocks and the medium rocks are going in, and the large ones will never, ever make it. Roy Disney, Walt's brother, said it's not hard to make a decision when you know what your values are. Now, do you need help with an overloaded to-do list? There are days when my to-do list is so long. Let me give you one tip that will help you tremendously when you have an overloaded to-do list. You rank those tasks with a high urgency. You put an H beside them. Then you rank them with the other ones with a medium urgency and then with a low urgency. Guess which ones you work on first? Those with the high urgency. This is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. These are just basic things that many times we learn it and we have to relearn it. Just as you can look at your checkbook and determine what is important to you, you can also look at your daily agenda and determine the same thing. Well, as I end my time with you today, I want to give you, as I many times do, a challenge. And here's my final challenge for you. Make a list of the most important things in your life. And don't just do it out of obligation to me. Don't just sit down and just trudge your way through it. Really, really think about it. What is important in your life? And make a list. It could be a long list. It could be a short list. Evaluate, once you get your list written, evaluate where those items are on your daily agenda. If family is very, very important to you, and you look at your calendar, you pick it up and you look at last month or last week, and you don't see much family time on there, guess what? It's not one of the big rocks in your daily agenda.